Oh, hey. Wow, you're right on time. Go on and have a seat. I'll be right there. Hello there. Thank you so much for carving out some time in your busy schedule. I've reserved the room for a full hour, so we'll have plenty of time for T and A. Sorry, Q and A after the presentation. Let me just dim the lights. All right, without further ado, please enjoy my PowerPoint presentation entitled Why You Should Fuck Me. Did you like how I pointed at you when I said you and then at me on me? I read this thing that said I need to use big gestures like that to really keep people engaged. I'm not a good public speaker, as you're probably finding out, but I'm going to do my best here. Just be patient, okay? As you can see, here's the first slide, projected onto the wall larger than life. I've chosen Comic Sans as the font to keep things light and breezy. I'll also be using this laser pointer to emphasize my points. And I do mean that literally. Okay, first slide. Webster's Dictionary defines sex as. What's that? You've had sex before. Oh, I mean, of course. So you just want me to skip this part then? You don't need to see the animated GIF of me making a hole with my left hand and inserting my right index finger into it? You sure? Okay, it's pretty good. That's your loss, but we'll move on to the next slide. Slide two. Reason number one why you should fuck me. I am pretty. Now, I realize this is really subjective, but I do feel like I'm a strong, I don't know, 8 out of 10 at least. In a blind poll of our coworkers, 80% of those attracted to women said they would throw me a bone. Empirical evidence shows I am truly bangable. But why am I bangable? Let us count the ways. Next slide. Firstly, cute hair. I mean, come on, it's gorgeous. It's long, it's luscious, it's dark, shiny, smells really good. Would you like to smell? Oh, too much. Okay. Next, glasses. Okay, yeah, I have glasses, but girls with glasses are 63% hotter, 98% hornier, and 212% more likely to suck you off and get their lenses cummed on. Then lick the cum off the lenses. My source there was Nasty Librarian Videos on Pornhub. Really quite handy, I might add. Continuing on. Nice tits. Not huge. Cute, perky, perfect handful. Nicely shaped with stiff pink nipples. Note the difference from the views. We have front, side, top, underneath. Erect nipples, soft nipples. Allow me to draw your attention to the laser pointer as I highlight my perfectly proportioned and symmetrical areolae. Very geometrically pleasing. Yes, that is the plural of areola. I wouldn't include a grammatical error in my presentation to you. I know how valuable this time is. It's not amateur hour, I promise you. Okay, and finally, the last and arguably the most important reason why you should fuck me. Tight pussy. Please note the clip art of the cartoon wolf with his eyes popping out of his head and his tongue hanging out. And while vaginal tension is, once again, subjective, I've received zero complaints from past partners. Quite the opposite, actually. My body count is not exorbitant, but men who previously experienced my hot slit have uttered the following quotes. And yes, these are quotes. Goddamn, that's tight as shit. I'm going to bust a nut. And perhaps the most complimentary. Oh. Make that a little more growly, and that's sort of what it sounded like. From compiled results of the exit study I demand of all of my partners, a whopping 77% said they came earlier than expected to or would have liked to, thanks to the gorilla grip of my sticky little honeypot. And the other 23% were lying. The numbers. The numbers don't lie. Furthermore, another reason why you should fuck me is I'm a little bit of a freak. While I may seem straight-laced here at work with my tightly buttoned blouses and my pencil skirts, that merely belies my true nature. As you can see from these attached photos from my private collection, I am a nasty little nympho who likes it in all holes, with a smile on my face and a song in my heart. Allow me to use the laser pointer to draw your attention to some personal favorites. Me with a big cock in my mouth, making my cheek bulge. Me looking at the camera, eyes crossed as I get doggied from behind. Me riding dick. Me riding a luscious cock, my cute tits caught in a blur mid-bounce. Me with my eyes half closed, dreamy expression on my cum-covered face. And finally, me holding a baby goat at the petting zoo. Wait, sorry, how did that one get in there? Okay, ignore that last one. Moving on. Another reason why fucking me would be in your best interests is heart health. Cardio. Pounding me until we're both sweaty and panting would be good exercise for both of us. Studies that I made up for the purpose of this presentation show that men who engage in casual sex with nerdy coworkers like myself live 52% longer and are 89% less prone to seasonal depression. Here we see a stock photo of a man in a tank top and jogging shorts wiping sweat from his brow in an exaggerated fashion. He looks tired, but satisfied. This represents you after getting your heart rate up by hammering me until I squeal. And sorry, please ignore the watermark. I don't know how to remove that. Next, another great reason to fuck me is, well, bragging rights. Even though I dress quite conservatively, I'm considered quite the little piece of arse around the office. I've overheard comments that I'm sneaky hot and probably a freak in bed. Both totally true, I might add. I'm not above kissing and telling, and I won't expect you to adhere to any such standard either. If you elect to nail me, just think of all the dirty stories you'll get to share around the water cooler, increasing both your popularity and your aura in the office. Here are just a few prime examples. Hey, you know that little geek in finance? I crunched her numbers real good last night. Had her spreading more than just sheets, you know. She told me I excelled at it. Okay. See that little slam piece with the glasses? She may be fussing with that K-cup machine now, but Saturday morning, she was sipping coffee at my place after she pulled an all-nighter. Had her slow roasting on my spout until she got the automatic drip. It was more like, don't talk to me until I've had my doggy. Okay, and finally, look at that little smoke show from accounts receivable. Better believe she was on the receiving end of my dick last night. I was pounding that arse like a rubber stamp. Dipped my pen in the company ink and left my mark all over her face. Dipped my pen in the company ink and left my mark all over her face. You're quite welcome to use those, but also feel free to come up with some of your own if you like. And lastly, the final reason why you should fuck me is career advancement. While I'm not currently your direct supervisor, I'm very ambitious. I have a realistic 2-year plan that, once actualized, will see me become the marketing lead and claim that cushy corner office. In that role, I'll need a trustworthy right-hand man. And there's no better way to lock that in right now and hitch your wagon to my star than regularly pounding me until my thighs cramp. Let me paint you a picture. You, under my desk in that office, helping me blow off some steam by tonguing my clit during the morning meetings. You standing just out of frame during a Zoom call, my hand idly squeezing your hard cock like a stress ball. The two of us taking a power lunch in the corner booth of some fancy restaurant, our meal ending with me in your lap, nonchalantly riding you until I get a cream pie for dessert. I'd make a very good boss. So, in conclusion, there are many compelling reasons to fuck me. I hope that today's presentation has been enlightening for you, and please don't hesitate to... Hang on. Not quite finished. Please hold any questions as well as your applause until the very ending. Wait, why are you standing? You need to sit... is that a yes? Ooh. Oh my god, you just tore my blouse open. I actually could feel the buttons popping. Fuck, yes. Oh yeah, pull those tits out. Grope them. Pinch my nipples. Oh yeah. Oh. Oh yeah, hike my skirts up. Oh, baby, you know exactly what you want, don't you? I think I must have made a convincing argument. You want me up against the wall? Oh, right in the middle of my projection. Arch my back. Oh, are you going to fuck me in the glow of my presentation since you were apparently so moved by it? Oh, yeah, baby. Yank those panties down. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Carving out some time with that tight pussy area. Oh, yeah. Scheduling a staff meeting, but spell it M-E-A-T-I-N-G. Fuck right this instant. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, baby. Fuck just like that. Oh, yeah, baby. Ooh, grab my bunched-up skirt and use it like a handle to shove me back on that gorgeous dick. Oh, yeah. Unbutton your shirt. I want to feel my bare ass grinding against your stomach as you split me open. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh, pin my wrists. Oh, get rough with me. Bend me over, baby. Oh, yeah. Press me against that wall and own this pussy until I scream. Fuck, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. It's so fucking hot. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. 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 Huh? Why are you stopping? What do you mean you've got some tricks of your own? Oh, using your necktie to tie me up. Fuck, 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 fuck. Yes. I'm glad my presentation gave you some of your own nasty ideas. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Thrust it back in. Fuck, that fat cock is hitting me so deep. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Oh, you're drilling me right into this wall. God, I am so fucking wet. Oh, pull me. Pull me, baby. Pull me right through this shitty wall plaster. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, pound it. I want you to pound me until I feel your cum running down my thighs. Yes. Yeah. Oh, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh, fuck, oh God, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh God, stop, oh please, oh yes, keep going, oh yeah, oh yeah, make this last. Took me 6 fucking hours to make that PowerPoint. Oh, yeah, you better appreciate it by fucking this tight pussy until I come. Oh, and then I want you to fill it. Fill it to capacity. Oh, yeah, baby. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's it. Yes. I'm gonna come. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. 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 Oh, yeah. Give it to me. Yes. Oh, keep that come. Yes. Oh my God, you're thrusting so hard. I've never been fucked like this before. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Fill me up. Give me everything that cock has. I want to drain every last drop. I want to dollar my cunt right now. Give it to me. Yes. Yes. Oh. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, that's a lot to come. Oh, God, it's pouring out to me. Oh, my God. Oh. So, was it as good as I advertised? Ah, oh, you are you're definitely everything I thought you'd be and more. I might have to whip up a new PowerPoint that features that gorgeous dick of yours. Drop those in by a quote-unquote accident during your quarterly review. Oh. Oh, yeah. We're not done. Oh. You want me down on my knees? You want me to suck my own pussy juices off your cock? Well, I am pretty delicious, if I do say so myself. Oh, you want me to keep my glasses on? All right. Would you mind pushing them back up with your hard cock, please? Thank you. Such a gentleman you are. How cute am I down here, nuzzling your own fat cock against my cheek? Pay staring up at you. My big doe eyes magnified even more by my lenses. I know I'm cute. I weaponize it, as you have just found out. And right now, you are in my crosshairs. I am going to have you throbbing and moaning and painting my face here very shortly. But first things first, spread your legs a little more so I can suck on those balls. You like that? Gently grazing them with my teeth. Washing them with my tongue. I hope you're ready to work up another nice, big, sticky load for me. My glasses are depending on it. You don't have to be so gentle. Grab my hair again and push into my throat. Make me struggle against these knots you tied my wrists with while you fuck my face. Yeah, I told you I'm a freak. Use it. All over them. Oh, fuck. I was so ready for you to come. I am so wet. Oh, yeah. Get a little on my tongue. Oh, yeah, baby. Fuck, that is so hot. You are so yummy. And look at these filthy glasses. Oh my god. You dare me to go back to my desk like this? I don't know what's turning me on more. The fact that you are, god, so unbelievably sexy. Or I am so unbelievably persuasive. This was better than I could have ever imagined. Would you mind untying me? Yeah. I only had the room for an hour. Someone's gonna come walking in here pretty quick. I wanna keep that tie though. No, I'm gonna wear it. I have a suit on, silly. I'm just gonna see if anyone notices. And if and when you want it back, well, you'll just have to come get it. Oh, what's that? A happy hour tonight? Maybe. Might need to pace yourself, though. If you think I was filthy like this, wait till you see me after a cocktail or two. Bye.